Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, PBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh my God, so very loved, and terribly sexy people. All right, well, I'm coming to you via satellite in a way today. One of our wonderful, beloved, beautiful community agreed to have her very important 50-minute session taped so that I can be with you while I'm also with these amazing people in China who are learning our work. We're rippling it out. And so, of course, I always like to be with you when I can, and Shelley has made this very possible for us to do this. So, Shelley, thank you so much
for serving in this way. You are very welcome. I'm quite excited to be here. Thank you.
All right. So, we're going to remind everyone that we are all one energy. We're all interconnected. And what's mine is yours. What's Shelley's is yours. What's yours is ours. And so sit back and hold the intention of totally realizing and allowing yourself to get why the following information is pertinent and important to your questions and your experience in your life. So, Shelley, we're going to start, and everybody's going to start, by claiming, and we know that that's demanding, that the highest information with the highest understanding is absolutely delivered to us during this 50-minute session. Anything that's hiding out from embarrassment, pain, improper belief systems or perceptions, anything that's been hiding from us that might be keeping us from our full freedom and empowerment must be revealed to us today. We promise you that we will send you to the light, you will be redirected, you will move into your freedom, and you will be happier. That is our clear choice, our clear demand, and we allow it in every way to be delivered to us now. We claim the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love, and so it is. Any other words? Wow. You know, they give me different words for everybody. And that was pretty powerful and interesting. So we're off and running, whatever you want to talk about.
Your beginning was absolutely the reason I wanted to meet with you, to have a session with you, because there's so much I want to come up and work through. I guess the first thing that I want to claim is I so want greater knowledge, and I want a clear understanding of what has happened with myself in the last year and a half.
Okay. And I need to stop you there, because I get a big yes on understanding, and it goes to no on greater knowledge. So we got to tackle that one before we go any further, obviously.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And it's ready, willing, and able to come out now because of our demand and claim from love that we made at the beginning. So where do you need... No, that's usually the question they have me ask. What are you afraid to know is the highest... Okay. That's the highest question, and the answer is you're afraid to know that you are absolutely your own creator. That's the highest understanding and clarity. Yes. So Why do you think you'd be in fear of that?
I think I would be in fear of that because I would let a lot of people down, maybe. And I don't like doing that. I don't like hurting people. People, I guess, perceive me as a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I always want to be there for them.
Okay, so I want you to see that you're in a vicious circle here. So I want to know that I'm the creation of me, but if I know that, I'll let people down. And so I never move into the power of being the creation of me, which creates me letting people down.
Yes, absolutely.
Did you follow that?
Oh, totally, yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
They also want to go back to something that came in a couple of weeks ago, that we're scared to death to be everything, because when we're the creator of us, and we know that, we are the creator of everything, which means we are everything, because then, and this is the flip side of what you just gave me, and this is kind of the secret place that's been hiding out from you, you're going, well, then who'll be there for me?
Because, I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes.
Who will be there for me?
Who will be there for me? If
I'm my own
creator... And I have to do it myself, then who will be there for me? Who will stand by me? Who will come forward, you know, if I have to carry, if I have to carry the load, which is what you've been doing.
Yes.
And you, so at the same time you're going, well, I'm going to carry the load for everybody, but I'm not the creation of me. But I'll define me handling your load.
Absolutely. You hit it dead on.
Okay. So, you see, you're in a pickle, baby cake.
Yes.
You backed yourself into a corner because, and we all have, the more we come forward powerfully and go, look, I create me, it's not your fault. It's not your responsibility. It's not your job. I create me, and that gives me the freedom to stand back and encourage you and support you in any way I can. But it also allows me to nurture myself by knowing that I can't create you. Because when we come forward to save everybody else, we're just enabling a lot of people not to take their own roles on for themselves. So we want to balance all of that, and that's all of it, yeah. So remember that little part that was hiding out there, who'll be here for me?
Absolutely. And
okay.
As I continue, you're gonna see why that is what you said is so relevant.
Beautiful.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, beautiful. So let's balance it. We're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame and the golden light. I am divine love, and so it is. Okay, proceed, please.
The outcome that I would like to get out of this session is to be able to handle everything that we get to today with ease. I'm going to have to, no, those are the wrong words. I have some forgiveness that I would like to be able to express. And we're going to get to it. That's the outcome. We're going to get to it, and I'm going to feel 100 times better at the end of this call.
Okay. So that's a true statement, and at the moment you don't want to get to it. And you certainly don't want to get to it with ease. So they're already giving me the first belief system in place is basically to get to the promised land, I have to struggle.
Yeah, I could see that. That's a family trait, actually.
Okay. Well, do you want to keep it?
No, we can recycle that one. That would be great. Thank you.
Because when that dovetails into the fear of knowing that I'm the creator, well, of course we'd be in fear of knowing where we're our own creator if creation equals struggle. So if I'm my own creator, I'm going to be even in more struggle than I am now. Holy hell, nobody wants that.
No. We can let that puppy go.
Okay, so that's number one under I don't want to handle all this with ease. So the first thing you have to get into alignment with wanting to handle everything with ease is I'm ready, willing, and able to know that when I handle it and I'm my own creator, it's easy and effortless and joyful. So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. Now, when we do that, Shelley, you know that we bring all of this into alignment and balance. That does not mean that you can blithely trip through your life and not be conscious of everything we get to today. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
The second thing that needs to get into alignment about wanting to handle all with ease, sheets, book, give me a song.
The only way I know, it's a country song. I don't know anything about it, though.
You don't have to. Okay. Now, this is interesting. This is, again, they're saying, this has been kind of hiding out. This, well, they're showing me people in the 1800s. Actually, they're showing me my great-grandmother. Wow, I've not gotten to her before.
Wow.
And you know, she's sitting in her rocking chair or standing in the kitchen saying, well, it's just the only way he knows, honey. It's just the only way he knows. So it's excusing somebody for something because he doesn't know any better.
Oh, Dee, you're so dead on.
Okay. So,
you
know, you've been kind of using that and hiding that from yourself. I just don't know any better. Can you speak to that?
You know, that's funny because I do know better. I have been following you for so long that I do know better.
Yes, there's something that's dropping out, though, and you've already gotten it. If you're not saying, I am the creator of me.
Yes, of course.
You're holding on to, well, she just doesn't know any better. Because none of us, honey, were taught genetically, ancestrally, through our heritage, any way you look at it, we were never taught we had to take experience for our own energy, for our actions. We got handed that one a lot, you know. You're responsible for your actions, right? But creation, as we know it, starts way before you take an action.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay? So we all have got to let go of our frickin' family story.
Yes.
It just doesn't apply anymore. This is what was. This is who we were. And when we move into the power of this new creation, there will be much and many energies standing by us, working with us as part of this new family. Do you understand? So it's not that we're getting rid of our old family, but we are bringing in a new family to support us and surround us and join with us in their energy. So let's just take a minute here, Shelley, to talk about energy, because you remember all there is energy.
Yes.
Okay. And Christ directed the energy toward love. Hitler directed the energy toward fear. Until we choose to bring in our new tribes of energy, we are surrounded by the old energy that we're moving out of, but we're still surrounded by it. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So I'm not saying, you know, leave your families and go west for gold. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm saying leave a lot of what your family stood for, unless they stood for empowerment and joy and ease and effortless life. And your family didn't. And my family didn't. And so if we are going to create this new world, this new life of ease and effortlessness, we've got to call in our tribe and our soulmates and all energy that is experiencing and living in divine love toward those claims. Do you understand? So that's what we're doing right now. We're claiming and drawing in and attracting and asking and demanding that all that energy come in and support us and be our new family here.
Absolutely.
In the expansion out. Okay, now we're moving on again.
All righty. I had been diagnosed with breast cancer. Everything started about a year and a half ago. I had been diagnosed with breast cancer. I have since completed my treatment, which involved chemo and radiation. And on a side note, I do want to thank you. Between you and Jared, you guys majorly supported me.
Good, honey.
Through it. You really did support me through it. I have completed all my reconstruction, so that was 3 different surgeries.
Wow.
During this time, my children, my boys, they're teenagers, they had gone off to play hockey, so they weren't local as I was going through all my treatments. My husband was working out of town as well. So he would come home the day of my treatment, and then stay for a couple days and then go back to work in Vancouver. What happened in regards to my husband is he put so much emphasis on his work. I really didn't get a lot of emotional support from him as I was going through
Okay, they want to stop. Remember where you're at. Remember where you're at. They're saying that's not true. That's the way it appeared to you. But it wasn't so much an emphasis on his work as that was the only way he could deal with it.
And that's what I think I wanted to hear from you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's literally, it was like if he even breached the thought that there was something that was going to bring about your demise, it's just more than he could even deal with. So they want you to know that. And the second thing is they want you to know that energetically the breast cancer started 3 years ago.
Oh, 3 years ago. I thought it's usually about seven years ago.
Well, they're going that before you were told that you had breast cancer.
It started 3 years ago.
Well, or the core, the energetic core of what it was about started 3 years before. And I'm getting a man and a woman, but when I go to your mom and dad, I get a no. So that would have been about 4.5 years ago.
Okay.
I'm asking you, is that 4.5 years ago? You have to time it out for me.
4.5 years ago, I'm sorry that I...
When did you first learn you had breast cancer?
No, it was like a year and a half ago.
Okay. And then add three to that. So 4.5 years ago is you have children?
Yeah, I have two boys.
Is one of them married?
No.
Did he have a girlfriend?
He did have a girlfriend then, yes.
Okay. What happened? Whatever happened between them knocked you between the eyes, they're saying. Is anything coming up for you?
Well, around that time, we moved, my boys and I, my husband got a job out of town, and my boys and I moved to be with him. And my older boy had just gotten a girlfriend, and he was devastated to leave her. Though he was happy to move, he was devastated to leave her back home because he was, quote-unquote, so in love with her. And he scared me a few times because it was, you guys don't understand, and I hate this, and I hate life, and...
Okay. Now, we're going to tie this in with a bunch of the stuff that we've already gotten, Shelley. You took all of that. You took all of that in your energy. And you said, I'm responsible, and I should have given myself up, and my husband should have given himself up, and, you know, you... And this is what you do throughout your whole life, they're saying. You go, it's my fault. It's my responsibility. It's my... Well, responsibility is the highest word. They said scratch fault. They don't like that word. Excuse me. So,
absolutely, I could see that. Totally, I could see that.
And what do we do then when we go, I have to take care of them, I have to take care of them, and I have to take care of him, and I have to move for him, and I have to take care of this heartache over here. What do we do to us?
Well, we get run down. Like, we're putting everybody else before our own
needs.
That's
right. We don't nurture ourselves.
It was a really hard time, because I did feel that... because my husband was not home, it was up to me to get the house ready, get it for sale, get it sold, deal with the boys, and work full time. So when I moved here, I was emotionally drained.
And physically.
And physically,
uh-huh.
And as well as I was upset. Upset inward with my husband, because I didn't feel like he understood, or maybe that he cared enough to worry about me, because I was leaving all my family to come to a new town.
Really? You were upset and pissed at yourself, Shelley.
Really?
Yeah, you were, because you're going, I should say something. You know, but since you didn't say anything, you got to blame it on him. And that's what we do. We don't stand up and go, no, world, you're not doing this to me. Or we don't stand up and go, honey, if you want this done, you got to hire some help for me. Or you have to come back on the weekends. Or, do you understand? I can't do this myself. And now they want to take us to a core belief. Here. Hang on. Okay. As it's written, it is, when I am loved, I am depressed. But they don't like depressed. When I am... Oh, jeez. Those are the highest words, most complete. That's correct. When I am loved, I'm taken advantage of.
Oh, bingo. Yeah, I could see that, yes.
Well... As long as you have that belief and that definition of yourself, Shelley, that's got to continue happening. Do you understand? I want everybody to get really, really clear about however you define who you are is what the universe has got to create for you in the demonstration of your life.
So it's all a matter of, it's just all a matter of loving myself.
Everything is, honey.
Yeah,
everything is. Everything always comes back to that, because when we love ourselves, of course, we have infinite love for all other energy also. So when I am loved, how do you want to rephrase that now? How do you want to redefine who you are?
I want to give love. I want to be love.
I want you to do this the simplest way. What's the opposite of I'm taken advantage of?
Appreciated.
Okay. And they want to add also taken care of. I want you to write it down. Everybody write it down. When
absolutely.
I am loved, I am appreciated and taken care of. When I am loved, I am appreciated and taken care of. I am defining myself as the God of me, who is, when I love myself and I allow others to love me, I am appreciated and taken care of. We invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. And so it is, baby cakes.
Oh, Dee, that's beautiful. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that's how, again, this past year and a half has been going. And that's how I've been feeling. Because here I was going through this journey. And I had family support, I did not feel like I had my husband's support. And
okay,
it was my...
Okay, Shelley, they just make me stop every time.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you understand that you see the world, and you can only see the world, through the perspectives that you decide? So... your husband is a metaphor for the world.
Yes, yes.
And the world has not been there to support Shelley.
Yes.
So if, you see, that's why they're saying, well, I just don't know any better, but now you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have got to let that one go. You've got to let that part of your family go, baby. You do know better. And you know that when you start seeing the world as a world that appreciates and takes care of Shelley, the world has got to start matching that. Think of the universe.
Yeah.
Think of the universe as a chameleon. If you get up in the morning and you're red, the universe will be red. If you get up and you're blue, the universe is going to be blue. You're gold, it's gold. You're black, it's black. So
yeah.
Always go back to what's in us and how do I see me, how do I see the world, how do I see the world seeing me. Okay, go ahead.
You just put a different spin on a lot of things, on a lot of issues that I had. And again, going back to my husband, because he ended up, I'm just bringing this forward, even though we have discussed him, I'm bringing it forward just in case there's something else
that
could be added. He decided, as I was in the middle of these treatments, that he no longer wanted to be married. And he wanted, we weren't destined to be together, he said.
That was his fear, they're saying again. That was his
okay.
fear. And literally what they're saying is, I'm going to get out of here before she dies. I can't deal with it. So it was his fear of losing you that made him lose you.
Because even at this moment, it's like he doesn't let me in. He won't allow me to get even close to an emotion. How do I put it? It's almost like he's got an anti-Shelley virus over his body, and he just refuses to let me in. That's the only way I can describe it.
Well, and they're saying it's a very accurate way. It's very accurate,
yeah.
the way you're describing it. So what does Shelley need to change so that he can let his guard down, so that he can heal from the virus? See, we always want to go to changing them, but you got to change you.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
See, you've got to know I'm healthy and I'm sexy and I'm vibrant, and by God, the world is taking care of me and I deserve it.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, they want to ask you, when you really own that, I'm healthy and I'm sexy and I'm vibrant and I've got a lot to offer and the world loves me. When you live in that energy of Shelley, do you want him?
You see, I guess this is what I'm going back and forth on. I think because we have been together for so long, we have come through a lot.
That's no reason to stay together.
Family. You're right.
I'm sorry. Is this coming from me? No, that because I almost wanted to pull it back in my mouth when I said it. They said, that is, I just don't know any other way to be better.
Absolutely.
I just don't know any better. That's what we were taught. No matter what the hell went down, you stayed with him even though you're not happy. That's the old way. And I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody or the channel's offending anybody, but we cannot love ourselves the way we're being asked to love ourselves in the world by staying with any energy that does not honor us.
Dee, that was the problem that I couldn't quite sort in my head, because prior to getting this diagnosis, I had, put a lot of thought into my marriage, and I thought, we're just not on the same page. Like there's too many, a lot of it, say my own needs weren't being met.
Yeah, you knew that when you made the move.
Yeah, totally.
4.5 years ago. Yeah, you knew that then.
Yes. So while I was going through with the diagnosis and the treatments, I could not get a grip on what was happening, though I knew I had felt that we weren't good for not good for one another, but it was probably best that we did move on our separate ways. But I don't even know how to describe it.
You couldn't do it. You couldn't act on it.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, because I want to remind you, when I am loved, I'm taken advantage of.
Yeah,
so you had to set that up perfectly for that to happen. Do you understand?
Okay, totally. Yeah. Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
You also didn't want to handle everything with ease and effortlessness. So you had to create 4 or 5 years more of struggle, which included breast cancer and everything else.
We don't want to do that. I don't want to do that anymore.
No. We want to nurture ourselves, guys. We want to get up every morning and go, in this day to day, my intention is to unconditionally love Shelley and Dee.
You know, even when you say those words, I get so excited. Like, it's a vibration that just feels fabulous.
Well, because you know it's the truth, baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the truth. And they're showing me Lily Tomlin. And that's the truth. Right? That she used to do from the high chair.
Oh, yeah, so, absolutely.
You know, you can feel the difference between we've been through so much together and gotten through so much with each other. I think I just better stay. And the freedom of I love you and I honor you and I appreciate everything we've created together and I got to go do me now. Now, what's interesting is that a lot of times when we demand to be honored and start honoring ourselves, they shift so much that you want to stay with them.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that.
Probably not.
Just before, probably a month before that I was diagnosed, I was standing in my truth and finally speaking up for myself and major resistance from him, and angry. He was very angry.
Shelley, they want you to know anger is a secondary emotion. He's angry
because
he's scared to death. This illness scared him to death.
This was before I was diagnosed.
Well, he's scared to death of losing you. That's what's the bottom of him leaving. He's leaving because he's scared of losing you. So whether you stood up to him or whether it was an illness or anything that threatens him losing you, hold on. Well, now this is interesting. You're adding anything that threatens him losing you by something he has done, he can't handle. So what he can't handle is the guilt of thinking he caused whatever.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. That's the common thread that runs through it, is his guilt. Okay. So you stood up to him and you were angry, and what happened?
Well, when I stood up to him, he majorly resisted. He just majorly resisted anything I had to say, and I was trying to, I was speaking my truth. I wasn't speaking it meanly. It was, this is what I would like to see happen, and I'm going to make that happen, and it is going to happen. And it seemed like ever since then, he was just really angry, just very angry, always angry. And maybe I ended up backing away when he said that he wanted to leave the marriage. So maybe
True statement, you did back away when he said that.
I was making myself small again, opposed to being in a place where I'm big.
Yes, because, again, when I'm loved, I am taken advantage of, right?
Yeah.
I want you to all understand that when you have a core belief like that, until you turn it around and commit to the positive, you have to keep creating it in your life because that's the perspective you see the energy through. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
There's one thing, one important thing that's across everything we've talked about, sheets. but give me a song.
Sipping on Fire.
Slipping?
Sipping, S-I-P-P.
Sipping. Oh, okay. Well, Jesus, what happens when you sip on fire? Your mouth gets burned, I would think.
Burnt, yeah.
Yeah. So if that's all about speaking your truth and saying what you want to say. Yeah, now they're giving me that song, Say What You Want to Say, Say What You Want to Say. You know?
Yeah.
There's no way we can nurture ourselves, guys, if we are shoving down the truth that we want to speak. And that's what you've been doing for years, Shelley. And that's the way the relationship was set up. And it was set up that Shelley gives herself up for everybody in it, so everybody expects Shelley to give herself up. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So you've set it up, and they played the game really well. And if you want to play a different game now, you've got to go, well, you know, the players might look the same, and the board might look the same called life, but these are the new rules. And everybody's going to need to start playing with the new rules if mommy's going to play.
I guess I was in fear mode. I was in fear mode, therefore not creating.
Yes, and you were in fear of being the creator of you, honey.
Yeah.
And you see, you had the fear, nobody else is going to be here for me if I do
totally.
This.
Totally. Yes.
And so he's playing his role very well. But we need to get to what the hell do you do now? Before we get off the call, what do you do now? So you guys are still together or not?
Well, it's one of these, he still lives out of town. He works out of town, lives out of town. I'm considering, or I'm saying that we're separated, though he majorly likes to keep in touch with me. I think it has a lot to do with guilt.
Everything that runs him has a lot to do with guilt, Shelley. You know.
So, you know, like,
I guess separated physically. You are not separated energetically, just so you know. If you're going to separate energetically, you can't be run by what you should do because or instead of him.
See, one of the things that I did want to ask you is I need to forgive. I don't want to hold a grudge against him. I don't want to be vindictive against him. I don't want to. Everything that happened wasn't the greatest. Yes, absolutely.
Was partly your creation.
Was partly, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Just throw love at him, honey. Anytime that stuff comes up, go to your love place and send love to him.
Well, whenever he's around, I shake like you would not believe.
Yes.
Like my nerves. Like, what is that? Why do I do that?
Well, because you're trying to break a very, very, very old ancestral pattern, honey. You know, part of you keeps going, well, I just don't know any better.
Yeah.
And the other part of you is going, screw that. Yes, I do. This is who I am. This is what I want. So, you know, whether it's your little girl or your teenager, doesn't really matter, guys. What matters is we're a house divided against ourselves. And it's time that we drop into our heart. And when you drop into your heart, what do you want?
What do I want in life, or
what do you want with him? Now you're in your head. Just drop into your heart, into love. What do you want?
I want to be on the same page as him. I want...
What does that mean?
Even when I said it, it didn't feel right, so that's obviously
well,
not
what,
right.
No, but I want to know what it meant. I want to be on the same page as him. What does that mean?
I wanted to be on the same page as him. See, there we go. Part of me is going,
yeah.
I want to be on the same page as him, you know, to maybe get our... get going in the same direction again as the kids are getting older. We can do that now. However, the other side of me is saying, no, you don't want to do that. And you know you don't want to do that.
You would be giving yourself up again. That's his
page.
Absolutely. So what you want, what, you know, Shelley, if you're going to keep this relationship together,
yeah,
what you want is that I am my own individual, strong, healthy, sexy, beautiful self, and he's his independent, strong, opinionated self, and we both get to be who we are and finish out life together like that. Now, anything less than that is you not nurturing you again.
Absolutely.
So, you... They're saying the most important person for you to forgive is you.
Is myself.
You bet.
You see, one thing, and again, I obviously had created this to learn a lesson, is within our marriage, I was never put first. In my eyes, I felt I was never put first.
You couldn't have been, because you weren't putting yourself first.
That's right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You got to get that one thing. However I feel about me and whatever I demand for me, it's what the world gives me. Whether it's my kids, my son, my boss, the government, whatever. What I define me as and my self-worth and my love is what the world is going to give me. Period. So we've got to bring this to a close because we're at the end.
Yes, absolutely.
We want to invoke the violet flame, absolutely the violet flame, the golden light, the symbol and the formula. With an open heart of deep gratitude and love and joy, we claim I am divine love. The message of the whole session here, Shelley, is to redefine who you are. Move out of I just don't know any better into I damn well know everything I want. And when I'm loved, I'm appreciated and taken care of. That's who I am.
I just love that statement. Dee, I love you to bits, and I thank you so much. I thank you. It's been a fabulous
session. Thank you. So this is going to be a very, very, very powerful session for people to hear, Shelley, and I thank you for being so open and honest and willing to share it so other people can move too. Thank you, my darling.
Absolutely. All righty, Dee, you have a great day, and we'll chat later, I'm sure.
We will, most certainly. Much love. And until we meet again, everybody, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more, and honor yourselves more, and worship yourself, and just know that you are worth everything you are asking for. Until we meet again, I love you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.